Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1279 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey guys.
So Tracy, we're going to do a story today that was in the news. You probably haven't seen it yet, but I was tagged by 6 or 7 different people.
Oh, but what is it?
Because of the last name. The story is, Pennsylvania man arrested for allegedly buying body parts from an Arkansas woman accused of stealing them. The Pennsylvania suspect allegedly purchased body parts over Facebook from a woman accused of stealing them from a mortuary associated with the University of Arkansas.
Oh.
The Hogs. Anyways, a Pennsylvania man was arrested Thursday after police found multiple 5-gallon buckets of human remains in his basement, and an investigation revealed that he was allegedly buying stolen body parts over Facebook, the East Pennsboro Township Police Department announced. Jeremy Pauley.
Oh, is it spelled just like ours?
No,
oh,
it's Lord. P-A-U-L-E-Y, so he's missing an L. Jeremy Pauley, and probably a few chromosomes, so 40-year-old is facing charges of receiving stolen property, dealing in proceeds of unlawful activities, and abuse of a corpse.
Okay, sicko.
I honestly don't think you should be charged with abuse of a corpse if it wasn't somebody that you killed or you dug up. Like if you went to a
you mean since they're already dead?
Well, no, I mean, I think for sake of screwing up an investigation, like if you killed somebody and then you cut up their body and all that, dismembered them all, I think, yeah, you should be charged with that then. But I think if you bought a body that somebody else committed the crime, this lady stole the body parts.
Right.
He bought it from her, and then at that point, he didn't have anything to do with it other than just buying something that was already done. So I don't think that should be a charge against him.
No, I disagree.
He didn't abuse the corpse. He just
bought
it.
Yeah, but he still bought it, and that's still awful.
That's not abusing a corpse.
Well, no.
I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that's awful. You can't just pin it on somebody just because they did something other that's bad. I'm just saying he didn't abuse anything. All he did was buy.
Okay, then what did he do when he bought them?
Well, I don't know what he did with it. They're 5-gallon buckets. He might not have done anything with them yet.
Oh.
I hope he went and picked these things up because I know how expensive it is to ship a jar of jam or a bottle of barbecue sauce. Can't imagine what it would be to ship a 5-gallon bucket of body parts.
Ugh, I don't even want to think about that.
Anyways, he's facing charges of receiving stolen property, that I get, dealings in proceeds of unlawful activities, I get that, and abuse of a corpse. Police originally received complaints in June of body parts being sold on Facebook. On July 8th, police served a search warrant on Polly's residence, where they allegedly found human brains, hearts, livers, skin, and lungs inside 3 5-gallon buckets in his basement. This is one of the most bizarre investigations I've encountered in my 33 years as a prosecutor, Cumberland County District Attorney Sean McCormick said. Just when I think I've seen it all, a case like this comes around.
Can you imagine? I cannot even imagine looking into something like that and finding all that. That's just horrific.
Can you imagine what that smells like?
No.
A forensic pathologist confirmed that the seized body parts were human remains, according to police. Law enforcement continued to investigate and found that Polly was allegedly purchasing the human remains over Facebook from a woman in Arkansas, Candace Scott, who was accused of stealing body parts from a mortuary associated with the University of Arkansas. "We have a contract with Arkansas Central Mortuary Services to take the bodies for cremation after they are no longer being used by our students," Leslie Taylor, a spokesperson for the University of Arkansas for Medical Services, said. She told Fox News Digital in a statement that an employee of the mortuary service is under investigation by federal authorities for taking some human remains from the mortuary that were donated to the school. "We are saddened and appalled that this would happen." A shipment of body parts was later intercepted in Scranton, Pennsylvania, according to police.
Uh-oh.
The Arkansas State Police...
Hope Dwight didn't hear about that.
Yeah, he should be a volunteer deputy. The Arkansas State Police deferred questions about the allegations against Scott to the FBI, which declined to comment on the case, citing an ongoing investigation. Polly was released on a $50,000 bail. He could not be reached for comment on Thursday, but described allegations as lots of fluff and drama in a comment on Facebook. Dude, they were in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what he looks like?
Mm-mm. Oh, come on.
He looks exactly like somebody you would expect to have body parts. This guy, if you haven't seen him, I'll try to post a picture, but you know how I'm about that. Go look it up. This guy, half of his face is tattooed. Literally, all over half of his face. His eye, it looks like the white part of his eye has been tattooed black inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got like a white cornea on that side. And then he's got a bunch of piercings and gauges. And this isn't saying anything about people with piercings or gauges.
No, of course
tattoos,
not. No.
But I'm just saying, if you look at this guy, he obviously is...
Like on the other side of his face is regular.
Completely normal. He obviously has a penchant for the abnormal,
yeah,
we'll say.
Yeah, definitely. Well, to each his own, I reckon.
Yeah. So, anyways, I just thought we would share that story with you since everybody
sent
it to me today.
And it's not us, y'all.
No, it has nothing to do with us.
Ugh.
Though if you have a liver for sale.
No.
HippolyHorrorStories.com.
Stop. That's a terrible story.
It is. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1280 of Hillbilly Horror Shorts. I said it different.
Oh, well, no. Why are you going to try to confuse me? Like, what are we doing? Of course, that doesn't take much these days. What's up, y'all?
So yesterday, we did that story on the crazy guy
mm-hmm.
from Pennsylvania that had the body parts. But you know how sometimes when you read a story in the news, they'll have links to other stories?
Yes.
Well, there was a link that I thought would be interesting to cover since it's today's story.
Yeah, definitely happening.
Fifth set of human skeletal remains found at Lake Mead as drought conditions continue. So if you're not following us, Lake Mead obviously is out there by Hoover Dam.
Mm-hmm.
And the water levels have reached literally an all-time low. And it's so low in some places that they're finding cars and stuff like that that apparently, in some of these cases where they're finding these skeletal remains, they think it might have been mobsters or somebody who killed people and put them out there, and they've just been there so long because nobody would ever find them. And now the water levels dropped to where they're finding these things.
That's
because one of them I know was like a bag that a guy found, and when you opened the bag up, there were skeletal remains in
no
the bag.
Way.
So that wasn't like an accident.
No,
that
was... definitely. Oh my gosh.
So anyway, it says another set of human skeletal remains was discovered at drought-stricken Lake Mead on Monday. The fifth set of remains recovered since May, and a third to be found at the lake's swim beach area.
Oh, crap. That's why I get scared to go into lakes and stuff like that.
Because bodies are in the lakes.
Hello? Did you not just read that out of your mouth?
But you didn't know that until May was when this started happening.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't know what's underneath there.
National Park Service rangers set up a perimeter at the swim beach area of Lake Mead National Recreation Area in Nevada to recover the remains after responding around 8 p.m. to a report of the grim finding, the NPS said in a statement Tuesday. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department's dive team assisted in the recovery. Officials say that the Clark County Medical Examiner has also been contacted. The investigation is ongoing and no further information will be immediately provided, the NPS said. It marked the fifth time since May that the remains have been uncovered as a western drought forces the shoreline to retreat at the shrinking Colorado River reservoir behind the Hoover Dam. Human remains were also discovered earlier this month at Swim Beach. While no details were immediately available about the fourth set of remains, investigators later said that the remains may be linked to partial human remains found on July 25th at the waterline of the swimming area.
Mm-hmm.
So, could be the same body.
Yeah.
At this time, the investigation into these remains includes working to determine whether the two sets of remains are from the same person or not, the coroner's office told the Las Vegas Review-Journal last week. On May 1st, the very first set of human remains at the depleted lake was discovered inside a barrel near Hemingway Harbor. That's what it was. It was a barrel that I saw.
Okay.
Not a bag. Police believe that the remains were that of a man who died from a gunshot wound, and the body was likely dumped in the mid-1970s to early 1980s. Six days later, authorities said human skeletal remains of another man were found at Calville Bay. Police have speculated that more remains may be discovered as the water level at Lake Mead continues to recede.
That is so scary.
Yeah, the barrel, it was like a metal barrel, and a big part of it was missing from where it had rusted out.
I was going to say, how?
So that's how you could see, like, when you came up on the barrel, you could actually see into the barrel, and you could see that there were human remains inside. Because I remember when they first posted that.
Mm.
Here's a picture of it, actually, and it says, a rusted metal barrel near the location of where a different barrel was found containing a human body sits exposed on the shore during the low level. So this was just a different barrel, but it looks the same way.
Right.
But, yeah. It's crazy what they're finding out there.
Yeah. I mean, like I said before, I don't see how these divers do this job. I don't understand how they can do it, but man, more power to them. But that spirit in that barrel must have been like, oh, thank God I'm out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the picture looks like Photoshop, but I was showing you earlier. They've got a picture, you know, obviously this is out in an area where it's a very rocky area and the river runs through. So you've got rock area on both sides of the river. And there is literally, it's dark. All the rocks on top are dark. And then it goes like a straight line all the way down and it separates it. And that goes from there to the water where it's like white. It looks like it's a Photoshop deal.
Oh, man.
And it's strictly from where that's where the water level was. And all the minerals that were in there have changed the color of the rocks from a dark brown to a white. And where that water level's dropped, it's a straight line where it's white straight underneath there.
That's amazing.
I will try to post that picture if it'll let me. And it's a web file, won't let me. But yeah, I mean, it's a pretty cool picture. It's hard to believe, but it's kind of fascinating. What I'll do is I'll share the link to the story on our page.
And there you go.
You'll have all that. So, all right, guys. Appreciate it. We love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Hey, guys. If you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.